Good ones. I think the issue is risk control. So for those who didn't hear the gentleman, what kind of funds would you recommend for the emerging markets? So securities laws say that if I tell you a name, I got to give everybody a prospectus. So what I'm going to do is tell you the type of fund. So my favorite type of emerging market fund has a third in emerging market debt, because the last 10 years there's been more money made in emerging market debt than emerging market stock. It has a third of it in emerging market stock, and it has a third of the money in multinationals that are domiciled in the West that do business in the East. What you don't want to do is go into a mutual fund where, by prospectus, they have to be fully invested in the emerging markets. We had a mutual fund manager at the firm last Friday. There were 26 of us that attended at the firm, the presentation by the mutual fund manager. Same point, I can't tell you who it is because then I've got to give you all prospectuses, but it was an invitation through Paul, and he's a big shot, right? He had one of the best records on the street in a very well-known international fund that you've all heard of. Now, here's why I'm telling you this. He talked to us about several examples of companies in India that are trading at higher prices than multinationals that are domiciled in Europe that are doing business in India, right? So exact same markets that, you know, he cited a couple of examples of, I want to buy these companies that are domiciled in Europe for lower PEs, lower valuations than what he's got to pay in India. Now, that's not always the case. So I think it's important to give more of an open charter to the fund manager and not tell him, by gosh, I've got to be in the emerging markets. And most emerging market funds are like that. They're in emerging markets, whether you like it or not. I personally want to defer to a manager that says, hey, you know, every now and then I'm going to find a company that domiciled in the West or maybe in Japan and that does business in the emerging world that I'm going to buy them cheaper than I'm going to buy them directly in India. I mean, that's more the case in China. I mean, most of you know it's almost impossible for Americans to buy directly in China without really being abused. So there, you really got to focus on companies that are doing business in China. So to repeat the answer, I like funds that have a third in emerging market debt, a third in emerging market stock, and a third in multinationals that do business in the developing world. I think for the ones for those of you that are more aggressive and can handle more volatility, then I think it makes sense to make more direct investments. And then keep in mind my last answer, which is 55% of the earnings of the S&P came from outside the United States in the second quarter. So, you know, focus on the big companies. You know, look at Caterpillar. They can't sell earth-moving equipment to China fast enough. You know, they're the quintessential example, in my opinion. So focus on the multinationals domiciled even in the U.S. that are doing business outside the U.S. That'll give you that growth.